Hiya, it's Dave Duke here. If you'd rather watch the entire interview on YouTube with Thaig and Derry Fleming, you can do so on iRadio TV YouTube channel. The link is in the description. Otherwise, sit back and enjoy two of the funniest men from the funniest family in this country. In the summer of 2017, an iconic Irish moment was born.
Mary, will you stop looking in the door? Oh, Jesus. Catch him, Derry. Catch him.
The video racked up tens of millions of views across the world, and Ireland's most famous kitchen got its debut on US television.
I don't know if you've seen this video of the Irish family with the bat in the kitchen.
But the crack didn't stop there.
Alexa, play Feeling Good by Michael Bublé.
Feeling Good by Michael Bublé on Amazon Music.
Over the past couple of years, we've gotten to know a lot more about Mary-Ann, Sive, Maureen, Derry and Thaig Fleming. Huawei have launched their new P-Smart 2021 phone with Thaig Fleming, and Derry is with him too today. We start with, how do you even describe the last 3 years?
It's mental. It's actually, to think, say, in about 20 years' time, to say I took a video of a bat and it went all over the world, you know, and to see that it was like a virtual invitation then to what the crack is here at home, and I suppose people can relate to it, but they just love the antics, if anything, you know. But to describe it, it's just it's overwhelming, really, you know. If you we never set out to bat video, that was a Snapchat, and you know, they're only last 24 hours, like. And if it was one of my friends who said, "Will you please put that up on Facebook? I want to show my parents." And from there, like, it literally blew up. Like, as you said, Jimmy Kimmel, they were on the phone just for 5 hours to see if the Wi-Fi was any good. And we had the two sisters. We were like, "Get off the Wi-Fi now, just for a couple of hours." Like, you should have seen the get-up. We had a history book on top of a lamp, on top of the stool. And we had the laptop connected to the router. And it was just amazing to, like, say, look, we've experienced the Late Late Show, Jimmy Kimmel, all this, Martin Rudd, you know.
It's a bit unreal
to do it with my dad as well. It's better again, like, the two of us.
You didn't know that the bat thing was going to turn into what it has. So now that you know the platform you have and everyone loves you and they know the content you can give, is there anything looking back, like, from your childhood, Thaig, that you're like, oh my God, I actually wish we had that as an Insta video, because that would have been gold?
Oh, there was. There's one that comes to mind. It's Mom Over the Fence.
Maureen, one time we were down the forestry. We went for a family walk.
Yeah.
And
it was actually the older camera. It wasn't even a phone.
It was actually an old camera.
It was the old camera.
It was the new ones that came out that time with 10 megapixels. That was supposed to be a great camera. Like, so.
Useless.
Maureen was just going over a fence.
And I was messing with the camera. And I've always been doing it. I've always had an interest in, like, documenting. I've always just videoing, messing around the house. But and she went over the fence.
And it was a barbed wire on the top of it, and her leg got kind of stuck in it.
Yeah.
And it was a kind of a swing. You couldn't go either way, like, so.
And I'm not
bored. He was hysterical. And Maureen got a bit excited.
Everybody froze, like. My younger sister said,
"No, you
crying.
Didn't freeze. He stayed on the camera, like, so." Of course, it was hysterical, like, because the more Maureen lost it, the more hysterical we got, the laughter.
She was all right. There was no injury. She was stuck in the middle of it. But it's like bits like that, I think it just, you've access to family and whatever. Do you know, you have these smartphones that we got asked to be ambassadors for the Huawei, the P20 or the P-Smart 2021. And I was just saying, like, with a phone like that, with any phone, you have access to, say, if you live on a farm, if you work with pottery, or if you bake a cake, you know,
anything.
So what we've been doing now, unknowns to ourselves, we've been just creating memories is what we're doing. And, like, to look back on all those videos now, it's like,
it's laugh. Right?
It is. It's a laugh. Like, it's a bit of a crack. It's a bit of a laugh. But it gives people a good old honest laugh. And they're like.
But I think a lot of families can identify is, in their own families, things that happen, but I suppose we don't take life so serious. Like, we're always messing and joking. Things happen here just out of the blue. Like,
they escalate, right? They get better.
Nothing really planned. Like, You know, I think that's how the plan here is the dancing, like,
and he takes over the dancing as if he's, you know, strictly come dancing himself. Like, yeah, guys, you see the comments on Facebook, and they're like, "Oh, we wish that we could come over. Could you adopt us as the happiest family? We kill each other the majority of the time."
For a long time, I felt like that this was only happening in our house, and it wasn't going anyplace. I wasn't aware, like, that this was going up on.
He'd be at work, Facebook, and they'd be like, "There, you look lovely there. No offense on that."
Well, I do know, like, in the early days, I just thought it was a family thing here at home, like, not realizing that there was other people viewing this, like.
Thaig and Derry Fleming are with us.
Catch him, Derry.
750,000 followers on Facebook, another 500,000 on Insta, 2 million on TikTok. It's safe to say they've delivered millions of laughs to Irish people and many more around the world. And as a result of this, they get lots of messages and feedback. What do they make of it? And does it push them on with what they're doing?
Actually, there's an awful lot of people out there. I think they're using it as a platform to express how they feel.
Mm.
There's, you know, we get some messages there now, and it's sad. Like, I feel like they're letting go of their emotions. Like, and you know, some
they really needed a kind of
they needed a boost. Yeah. They needed a laugh. Like, and I mean, there are some sad cases there. Like, but there's a reward in it, which I think encourages me anyway to keep going with this for another time. As I tell you, that's it now. I
just
do no more.
Draw a line, yeah.
But, you know, you watch the kids there and you see them belly laughing.
We get videos.
The parents actually send them in.
And it's brilliant to see. Like, and we don't realise.
It does your heart good. And then you have people who are suffering with depression and they say that they really enjoy this and they laughed and thank you for the laughter. And they love all that. And even people, we had one very sad case there where a lady, she said, "My daughter committed suicide a week ago." And
she was thanking
us for the laughter that we had brought to them.
That they did the blinding lights things as a family. And I actually never forget it. I get emotional
like when you read messages like this, and
it's powerful.
I can't explain it. Like, yeah, I mean, like,
it is.
And we would always try and get back. And there's so many people who are actually sick, young people. There was never a young boy, 22, he was down in Clonakilty, and he was in palliative care, but he was a big fan, and this person got on.
And we video calls.
It's
how that makes people's day.
And you know, if you can make an impact, you know, if you could help somebody, do it. Like, if you can give, if you meet someone without a smile, give them a smile.
Yeah.
And lift them. You know what I mean? Lift them up.
Gothubin, Mammy Maureen, intercene.
Hold on there, my mum's after
all. Oh, Maureen's here now.
There they go. And they're off.
Well, an iRadio first. A Galway Shawl waltz breaks out in the middle of an interview. But I did have a big bone to pick. There is a shop in Castle Island, County Kerry, called Derry's Purdy's. Selling antiques, figurines, collectibles. It's Derry's thing. I spent 3 days there over the summer and the doors didn't open once.
Oh. Thank you very much.
Oh.
I told him that. I said, if you're opening a shop there, you have to have opening times. You have to. I'm the area manager of the shop and I have it closed now for.
That's why it's just closed for the last 6 months.
Do you know what? Like, it's mad because he works full time in the credit union in Tralee. But like,
yeah, the weekends,
he loves the antiques, and he's been collecting it for 20 years plus, like
30.
And the attic, he converted the attic for us, as I remember, as a playroom. It turned into a party room for all his antiques and lamp blenders up there. Right. The next time you come down to Castle Island, let us know, and I'll open the shop personally. And a VIP. Entry into Castle and Derry's parties.
Myself and Dave will have to have a joint holiday. We don't normally go on holidays together, but if he's invited to Kerry, I'm going to tag along on that.
Definitely do.
Our door is always open.
100%.
Our door is always open.
A party for each.
As they say, 'Tis with stone you build a house, but 'tis with love you build a home.
What a beautiful way to end. Miss Heaven, yourself? We could be staying with the Flemings in Kerry, yes? They are the genuine articles, the real deal, and it was great to see so many different sides to them. The silliness and the happiness and the fun on social media. And also, they know and they're touched by how much they mean to people and how many laughs they provide. Tadhg and Derry Fleming, Gur Míle Maith agat, and thank you so much. Of course, they're now Huawei phone ambassadors. You can check out more on the Huawei website, and it's available from Vodafone and Three.
The Lift.
The Lift.
With Tesco. Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.